This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked about the producer price index a little bit up at the top of the program. Lots of detail in that report, of course, among which is this nugget. Aluminum prices, the highest they've been in almost 20 years, and the rate of increase in those prices, how fast they are going up, is going up. A 9% increase just August to September. So, if aluminum is your business, well, here's today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Adam Schaller. I am the vice president of Lakeshore Diecast in Baroda, Michigan. We manufacture aluminum and zinc die castings. So we take aluminum ingot and zinc ingot and inject it at high pressure into metal molds to produce goods for any number of industries: automotive, heavy durable goods, consumer products. When the pandemic first hit, we ran the company at a loss because orders sort of dried up. So we were producing goods and not selling goods, basically, and just piling up inventory. But June of 2020, things started to come back. And then by mid-August, we were really up 25, 30% on sales compared to that month in 2019. You know, we supply a lot of parts and pieces to the construction industry, contractors. So as soon as people, you know, kind of realized they were stuck at home and they couldn't spend their money on travel and vacation and things like that and started doing home improvement projects, the customers that we supply in those sectors, their demand really took off. I've been doing this job for about a decade, and I haven't seen a swing in prices from low to high like I've seen in the past year and a half. There was almost no demand and a bunch of supply. And so prices on everything from aluminum ingot to natural gas dropped to about 50% of their typical level. Now they're almost one and a half, maybe two times their historical level in a lot of cases. And so we have to pass on the price increases or else we wouldn't be able to survive. And that's been difficult, having to talk with our customers, you know, sometimes monthly and raise prices. So as far as what's good for us is, because international shipping is so backed up, in the short term, there's not any other option other than domestic manufacturing. So that's given us, you know, pricing power. We can raise our prices to our customers and we can bargain a little bit. We've added probably another 8 people or so just to meet demand. So we're definitely planning on expanding. I think we're well positioned to do more work. I'm pretty optimistic.
That was Adam Schaller. Lakeshore Diecast is the company. Baroda, Michigan is the place. Tell us about yourself, would you? We cannot do this series without you. So please drop us a line. Marketplace.org/myeconomy.